The Northeast British Columbia municipality, where thousands have evacuated due to a nearby wildfire, is bracing for worsening conditions as blazes rage near several communities across Western Canada. In an update posted early Sunday, May 12, the Northern Rockies Regional Municipality is warning all remaining residents to leave as fire risks have escalated to a greater level. Most of the area's 3,500 people are believed to have gotten out already. The update says an incoming weather system will bring strong winds from the west, posing a threat for the community of Fort Nelson, located just east of the Parker Lake wildfire, now measured at 25 square kilometers in size. Environment Canada is forecasting winds that drop to as low as 2 kilometers an hour on Saturday to pick up by Sunday evening. Forecasters predict winds will reach 20 kilometers an hour, with gusts of up to 50 kilometers an hour expected by Monday. The Northern Rockies Regional Municipality says the wind has the real potential to significantly increase the size of the fires over the next 48 hours, and Fort Nelson's Emergency Operations Center itself is relocating south later today. Know that the decision to evacuate has not been made lightly and is based on careful assessment and expert advice, with the safety of residents being at the forefront, the update reads. At this time, all residents who are currently remaining within the community are strongly urged to reconsider and evacuate immediately. You are our friends, family, and neighbors. Please stay safe. The Parker Lake blaze was discovered on Friday and is now considered out of control and a wildfire of note, meaning it is highly visible or poses a potential threat to public safety. Northern Rockies Regional Municipality Mayor Rob Fraser said the fire was started by a tree blown down by strong winds falling onto a power line. Highway 97, Alaska Highway, is currently closed north of Fort Nelson. Read also, wildfire that caused evacuation of Fort Nelson caused by downed tree, Mayor.